Maduku, who was guest of honor at Workers' Day commemorations organized by the concerned affiliates of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions at Railton Sports Club, said his party will represent the interest of workers.
I am not here to urge you to join the party that the NCA will form, but I'm telling you that we are going to form a political party.
The University of Zimbabwe professor said, despite the Movement for Democratic Change's labor background, it has totally forgotten the struggling workers and joined the ZANU-PF gravy train in allegedly looting state resources. Maduku urged workers to mobilize and advance their interests, saying former trade union leaders, now in the MDC leadership, have taught Zimbabwean workers a lesson not to trust political parties. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister Thokozani Kope told workers at commemorations organized by the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions at Gwanzura Stadium that working conditions are set to improve in 4 months when her party takes charge of government following this year's elections.
Workers under siege, organize, unite and fight on. In 4 months' time, workers will not be under siege. In 4 months' time, Mercer, you will have a better life. In 4 months' time, the people of Zimbabwe will live in peace and harmony. Dragutenda is the Kurunekuya Kwamaita Pano. The Chitu insists to Dragubisai. We are going to create decent jobs and decent salaries for you. Because we are alive to the fact that development is about the people. Development is about jobs. Saka mezi mina inouya mese panapa munenge makunjemerera muchiti ehe, finally we have a freedom. Finally taku enjoy our freedom yenu. Finally tande upenyu wakanaka.
She said the MDC government will create policies that will attract investment into the country and in the process create the much-needed jobs.
Zimbabwe nyika in order new money. We want new money in this country. Zimbabwe nyika in order my investors akawanda. Tiakuti my investors auye munyika inoyi vauye kuzobaka mazi factory kuti mese muwane mabasa. We want more investors to come to this country. Munozo zauzi maava tengesi, makuda kutengesa nyika. Inini satokozani kupe. Zviganzi ndirikutengesa nyika nekunza investors. Inini ndichiziva kuti ndira kuti upenyu hwevanhu huchinje. Let it be so.
Finance Minister Tendai Biti, who also attended the celebrations, assured workers that all outstanding global political agreement issues will be implemented before elections are held.
Patakusika mwedzuru kutera tera apa. Amai chimboti berekai tirolanu selan. Munhu anofana kudyiwa oenda kumba oenda kwa zvimba onorima. Nekuti maZimbabweans taneta. We want real change in this country. We want real transformation in this country. So in the next three months, we are going to make sure kuti ma reforms ese asara anosanganisira security sector reform, anosanganisira media reform, anosanganisira ZEC, kunyanyanya staff ye ZEC, taisa vanhu vanoterera vanhu. Anosanganisira nyaya voter registration munhu wese ngaano register ku voter because our pen is our bullet. Hatikuda kuti election iri kuuya iyi pange paine muZimbabwean. Not a single Zimbabwean should lose life because he or she has decided to say no to ZANU-PF.
But across the city at Railton, Munyaradzi Gwisai of the International Socialist Organization was lambasting MDC ministers for being indifferent to the plight of workers and the suffering masses they purport to represent.
An MDC minister of health, tine vanhu 600,000 vari kuda attention, ane government notaura kuti we shall not employ 2,000 nurses. Achisupportwa na minister we finance, anova general secretary, we party atakavaka isu vashandi, vadzidzi, varombo. The same finance minister anomira, achiramba kuona vatungamiriri vematrade unions edu, anobheja kuti teacher nurse hafandi kuwana above $300.
Gwisai said it was disappointing that the MDC side of government had supported the new constitution, which takes away civil servants' collective bargaining powers as well as barring them from striking. He said workers must unite and fight for their rights and better wages.
Whichever government comes in power, we must give it not less than 7 days machipinda power to put our demands. Whoever is in, but in a short 7 days, zaita izozo zema drugs, zema riyama nesi na maticha, ze PDL eva shandi, support ima fama ze kumaruwa. We must shake them in a way that took out Mubarak in Egypt, that took out Ben Ali in Tunisia, and without that, we'll nothing.
MDC 99 President Job Skala, representatives from the MDC formation led by Washman Ngwe and Maombe Kusule Don civil society organizations attended the Railton commemorations, which were held under the theme Fighting for Poverty Datum Line, Workers' Safety and Empowerment. At Gwanzura, the theme was Workers Under Siege, Organize, Unite and Fight On. Police unsuccessfully tried to disrupt the commemorations at Railton, but organizers refused to back down, saying at law, trade unions did not require police permission to commemorate International Workers' Day. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.